This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
The conflict between the Ethiopian federal government and Tigrayan forces in the north has escalated and now includes Eritrea. The Tigrayan forces fired rockets across the border into this neighboring country after claiming that the Ethiopian military was using an Eritrean airport as a base for attacks. The conflict has already displaced thousands who have fled across the border to Sudan, another neighboring country. Ethiopia's prime minister won the Nobel Peace Prize last year after making peace with Eritrea after tense relations and a war 20 years ago between the two, which left tens of thousands of dead. The Tigrayans of the north had long dominated the political scene, but when the current prime minister took over, they felt sidelined. The prime minister hasn't been completely clear as to whether Eritreans are offering support in the fight against the Tigrayans, but their leader has suggested that's the case. The United States and Israel tracked and killed a senior al-Qaeda operative in Iran earlier this year in a bold intelligence operation that came as the Trump administration was ramping up pressure on Tehran. Four current and former U.S. officials say the operative, Abu Muhammad al-Masri, who was al-Qaeda's number two, was killed by assassins in the Iranian capital in August. Two of the officials, one current and one former, say Israeli agents carried out the operation. Two others say Israel had been involved in surveillance, but could not say definitively who pulled the trigger when al-Masri was gunned down in an alley in Tehran on August 7th. The United States set a new record of daily coronavirus infections with nearly 200,000 cases as the number of cases nears 11 million. Due to the record highs, the average daily increase of coronavirus infections in the U.S. has exceeded 132,000 over 7 days. This is VOA News. China and 14 other countries agreed Sunday to set up the world's largest trading bloc, encompassing nearly a third of all economic activity, in a deal many in Asia are hoping will help hasten a recovery from the shocks of the coronavirus pandemic. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, was signed virtually on Sunday on the sidelines of the annual summit of the 10-Nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The accord will take already low tariffs on trade between member countries, still lower over time. It's seen, though, as less comprehensive than an 11-nation trans-Pacific trade deal that President Trump pulled out of shortly after taking office. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he discussed global challenges with a handful of members of a Paris think tank at the start of a 7-country tour of Europe and the Middle East. His travels could produce awkward moments since nations on his schedule have all congratulated projected President-elect Joe Biden for winning the White House. Pompeo's trip is aimed at shoring up the priorities of the outgoing Trump administration. At the same time, neither President Donald Trump nor Pompeo have accepted the results of the U.S. election. Pompeo's itinerary includes visits to Israeli settlements in the West Bank that have been avoided by previous secretaries of state. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson plans to announce next week a ban on the sale of new petrol and diesel cars from 2030, 5 years earlier than previously planned, according to the Financial Times. Britain had originally planned to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel-powered cars from 2040 as part of efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and in February, Johnson brought this forward to 2035. Citing unidentified industry and government figures, the FT said Johnson now intended to move the date forward again to 2030 in a speech on environmental policy he is expected to give next week. Residents of Colombia climbed to the roofs of their homes this weekend as heavy rains saw rivers burst their banks and homes destroyed by ensuing floods. In many parts of Colombia, heavy rains have been ongoing since Friday, reportedly as a result of La Niña weather phenomena. The tourist city of Cartagena also saw its historic streets flooded as tropical storm Iota strengthens in the Caribbean upon its approach to Central America. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.